AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, and welcome to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and today I'm going to answer one of the biggest questions my students always ask me. Daniel, how do I become fluent in English? Some of my students even tell me things like, Daniel, I don't think fluency is for me, or fluency doesn't really exist. I've been studying for years, but I still can't reach it. But my friends, let me tell you something important. Fluency is not magic. It's not something only a few lucky people get. It's a simple process you can follow step by step. And today, I'm going to share with you 5 powerful steps that will finally help you reach fluency. For each step, I'll explain the common problem you might face, the mistake most learners make, and then the practical solution that really works. If you want to improve your English with easy and useful lessons, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. You'll also hear a short story about one of my students, Martha, and how she transformed from struggling with English to becoming a truly fluent speaker. So are you ready? Let's begin. Step 1, phrase power. I call this step phrase power, and the idea is simple. Use phrases, not just single words. Now, maybe you've heard this before, but the truth is, many learners still study English one word at a time. They make long vocabulary lists, memorize word after word, and hope that if they just collect enough words, they'll magically start speaking fluently. But here's the problem. English doesn't really work that way. If you only learn individual words, your sentences often sound strange, unnatural, or even confusing. Let me give you an example. Many students learn the word get. They memorize that get means to have or to obtain. But when they try to use it, things get messy. Martha had this exact problem. She wanted to say she felt sick, but she only knew get from her vocabulary list. So she started, I get, and then stopped. She didn't know what came next. She froze, felt embarrassed, and the conversation broke down. So what went wrong? The mistake is simple. Learning single words in isolation doesn't work. English is not just a collection of words. It's a language of phrases. Now you might be asking, okay, Daniel, so what exactly is a phrase? A phrase is a group of words that naturally go together and create meaning. So how do you fix this problem? Again, the answer is simple. Learn whole phrases, not just words. Don't just learn get. Learn phrases like get a cold, get married, get tired, get in the car, get along with someone. Now, instead of struggling, you can use these phrases straight away. Think of phrases as ready-made Lego blocks. You don't need to build a sentence from zero every time. You just grab a block, click it into place, and speak. It's faster, easier, and much more natural. And what happened to Martha after we worked on this? She started practicing with phrases instead of single words. Soon, she could say things like, "I got a cold last week," or "After work, I usually get tired." Her sentences became smooth, clear, and correct. Most importantly, she started speaking with confidence. Her brain wasn't building sentences word by word anymore. It was using those prepared blocks of language. So that's step one, phrase power. And now, let's move on to step two. Step two, daily drip. I call this step daily drip. And the idea is, practice a little every day instead of studying for hours once a week. Let me tell you about Martha again. At first, she studied for 4 hours every Sunday. But 2 or 3 days later, she forgot most of the new words and phrases. So when her boss asked her a simple question at work, she couldn't answer quickly. And this was a big problem, because she was living in an English-speaking country, and speaking English was the most important skill for her job. The biggest mistake she made was believing she could only study on weekends, because that's when she had free time. But here's the truth. Even 10 to 20 minutes every day is more powerful than 4 hours once a week. Now maybe you're thinking, "Daniel, that sounds impossible. I don't have time. My life is busy. I can only practice on weekends." And my answer is, yes, you can. You just need a short, simple daily routine. Here's a 6-minute routine that anyone can do. 1 1-minute diary. Write down 2 or 3 simple sentences about your day. That's it, just 1 minute. 2. Question loop. 2 minutes. Pick one question and answer it in 3 different ways. For example, what made me happy today? Today I ate scrambled eggs for breakfast and it made me happy. I met an old friend and that really made me happy. I walked to work and it made me feel good. 3. Flash retell. 3 minutes. Watch a short video. Pause it. Retell the main idea in your own words. Don't worry about fancy vocabulary. Just say it simply. That's it. Only 6 minutes. And why 6? Because 6 minutes feels small and achievable. You can do it every day. And if you do, it becomes a habit. Daily practice keeps English warm in your brain. You don't forget it. You get faster. And your brain starts getting used to English every single day. So, what happened to Martha? After just 1 week of this daily drip, she could answer her boss much faster. Of course, 1 week didn't change everything, but it built a habit. After 3 months of short daily practice, she was speaking much more confidently. She felt proud of herself, and she could see real progress. That's the power of the daily drip. Step 3, live mode switch. I call this step live mode switch. It's all about using English in real life. Here's the problem. Many students think of English as just a school subject, something you study for a little while, then close the book and you're done. They memorize grammar rules. They write word lists. But when it comes to real life, they don't actually use English. That's exactly what happened to Martha. She knew grammar rules, like how to form the past tense. But when she wanted to speak, she stopped. First, she tried to remember the rule. Then she paused for a long time, got confused, and lost confidence. In conversations, she often stayed silent and felt shy, even though she actually knew the grammar. So, what was the mistake? The mistake was thinking too much about rules while speaking, instead of living with English every day. Now you might ask, okay, Daniel, so how do I fix this problem? The answer is simple. Switch to live mode. That means you make English part of your daily life, not just something you study once in a while. Here are some easy ways to do it. On your way to work or school, listen to a short podcast. In your free time, swap one video in your language for a YouTube video in English. Pick up a book you enjoy and just read one paragraph out loud. While you're doing everyday tasks, making coffee, tying your shoes, checking your phone, talk to yourself in English. Be your own narrator. Now I'm pouring the coffee. I'm washing my hands. I'm putting on my shoes. Why does this work? Because your brain learns language by living in it, not only by studying it. Once you switch to live mode, your learning changes forever. That's what Martha did. She loved cooking, so she started listening to a short cooking podcast every morning. Within weeks, she could talk about recipes in English with zero stress. And here's the best part. You can do the same thing with any topic you like. If you love technology, find a podcast about gadgets. If you love cars, watch car reviews in English. When you connect English to your real interests, it sticks and it feels natural. I promise, if you live in English instead of just studying it, fluency will come much faster than you expect. That was step 3, live mode switch. Now let's move on to step 4. Step 4, fun fuel input. I call this step fun fuel input. And just like fuel powers a car, fun powers your English learning. Let me explain with Martha's story again. At first, Martha tried reading the news in English every day. But the news was too difficult, and honestly, she didn't enjoy it at all. Very quickly, she gave up, and then she blamed herself. She thought, maybe I'm just not good at English. But here's the truth. The problem wasn't Martha. The problem was her method. She was forcing herself to study something she didn't like at a level that was too hard. So, what's the solution? The solution is simple. Choose fun fuel. That means you learn from topics you enjoy at a level you can understand. When you like the material, your brain pays attention. You remember more, and the learning sticks. Here's a method you can try. First round, watch or read with support, like subtitles or a translation app. Second round, try again without any subtitles or translation. Third round, review one more time and write down 2 or 3 useful phrases you noticed. Why does this work? Because fun creates focus. When you enjoy what you're watching or reading, your brain is naturally more alert, more curious, and more ready to remember. So what did Martha do? She stopped forcing herself to read the news. Instead, she switched to something she actually liked, painting videos. And because she enjoyed the topic, she picked up new phrases like, first, mix the color, or now add another layer. She started using those phrases in her daily life, and learning suddenly felt easy, even exciting. Remember, English is not punishment. English is fuel for your life, and the best fuel is fun. That was step 4, fun fuel input. Now, let's move on to the final step. Step 5. Brave Messy Practice. I call this step Brave Messy Practice. And why? Because without this step, all the other steps don't matter. No matter how hard you study, how many words you learn, or how many podcasts you listen to, if you don't actually open your mouth and speak, fluency will never come. Here's the problem. Many learners are afraid to speak because they want to be perfect. They stay silent, waiting for the right moment. But the truth is, that moment never comes. If you wait until you feel completely ready, you'll wait forever. Even native speakers aren't perfect. They make mistakes all the time. Think about how children learn their first language. They don't study grammar rules before speaking. They just try, make mistakes, and slowly improve. That's exactly how you learned your first language, and that's how you'll learn your second one too. So what's the solution? The answer is simple. Brave, messy practice. Here's how you can do it. Take your phone or camera and record yourself for just 1 minute. Choose a simple topic, your day, your weekend, your favorite food, and speak about it for 60 seconds. Watch the video and write down what you said. Notice your mistakes. If you don't know how to fix them, use tools like ChatGPT or ask a teacher to help you. Then, record yourself again. Compare the two versions. That's it. No extra training needed. And here's another key point. Whenever you get the chance to speak with real people, be brave. Don't worry if you use the wrong tense or if your grammar isn't perfect. The goal of language is communication, not perfection. If people understand you, you're already succeeding. This is exactly what Martha did. She recorded herself on many different topics. After a few weeks, she compared her first video with her latest one. She told me, laughing, "Daniel, I can't believe the progress I've made. My first video is full of pauses and mistakes, but now my speaking is smooth and confident." Yes, her English still had little problems here and there. But that didn't matter. The most important thing was this. She started. She was brave. She spoke, and because she practiced, day by day, she reached fluency. And there you have it. The 5 powerful steps to becoming fluent in English. Phrase power, daily drip, live mode switch, fun fuel input, and brave, messy practice. Remember, fluency is not magic. It's a process. If Martha could do it, you can too. Step by step, day by day, your English will grow stronger, clearer, and more confident. Now I'd love to hear from you. Which step do you want to start with today? Leave a comment and let me know. And if you enjoyed this episode and want more speaking practice, don't forget to subscribe to Magic for English. Share this podcast with a friend who also wants to speak fluent English. Together we can all grow. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, fluency is not about being perfect. It's about being brave. I'm Daniel, and I'll see you in the next episode.